Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Chav Beis Chav Gimel, the last two Mishnahs in the Perek, and today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fan Josef Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Ben Bagbag Gomer, Ben Bagbag says, Hafachba veHafachba. Literally, this means turn it over and turn it over, the Koilaba, because everything's in it. This is referring to Torah, and when we say turn it over, that's kind of like stirring a pot. It means get involved in Torah, jump right into the deep end, delve into it, do some Haravanya, do some real Steiging, keep on going into it more and more. Why is that? Because everything's in it. All wisdoms, every single chachma and smart thing in the world is found in the Torah. And ubasachzeh, in it you will see, meaning you will see the truth in the Torah, the siv uvaleva, and you could grow old and withered with it. Siv is like the word seva from the previous Mishnah, which means old age, and vale, when we're talking about clothing, means to get worn out. But over here also it's referring to old age, which means a person should just be sitting and learning their entire life. There's no need to do anything else. And umina loisazua, don't move from it. Don't say, oh, I learned enough Torah, I learned a lot, I'm going to go learn something else, I'm going to learn some other chachma, some other wisdom, I'm going to go to college and get another degree, I'm going to add to my bank of wisdom, take out some more books from the library to learn this and that. There's no necessity to do that, says the Mishnah, because again, as we said, the Kol Haba, every single wisdom's in the Torah. She'ein l'chamid ha'tayveh mena, there's nothing greater than the Torah. All the wisdom and all the goodness in the world is found in the Torah. And on to Mishnah Chaf Gimel, the last Mishnah, it's quite a short one. Ben Heihei Omer, Ben Heihei says, l'fum tsaro agra, commensurate to the tsar is the reward. Tsar is often translated as effort, or can be translated as pain or difficulty, and most of us know what this means. L'fum tsaro agra is, as we use it colloquially, that the more hard work put in, that's reward, which is going to be gained afterwards. The more effort the one puts into something, the more payros and fruits he's going to see afterwards. And obviously this is not only referring to Torah, this is referring to other things as well. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.